Carl Ludvigsen joins us now. He's a former executive vice president of Fiat North America. He's in Cambridge, England, in a BBC studio. Carl, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Nice to be with you.
Now, my first question, and forgive me for being a little blunt with you, but Fiat already had trouble in the domestic market in the United States. Why would they want to do it again?
They are interested in having a more substantial base for their product platforms. They don't have enough volume in their own production in Italy to get full value from the engineering they put into each car. And by introducing a 40-mile-per-gallon small car in America to be sold under one of the Chrysler brands, they will extend the volume of their platforms substantially. They're not going to put much in the way of money or management expertise into Chrysler. I think they'll be relying on the Chrysler people to run the company, but they will be investing some technology in Chrysler.
But Fiat is going to have control over, say, the 300, you know, getting rid of that, jettisoning other elements of the product line.
No, they wouldn't take steps of that nature. They want Chrysler to have a broad-based, attractive product range in North America, and they'll build the cars that Chrysler customers want.
Except, Carl, there's a bit of a zero-sum game here. I mean, they're not going to add factories. So if you're manufacturing Fiats, you're not going to be manufacturing trucks.
They'll be making trucks. They'll carry on. The plan is to carry on with the existing product ranges, all those that are viable. They may trim off the Pacifica and some that aren't selling very well. But they'll introduce new American-based models engineered by Chrysler and Auburn Hills, and they'll add a palette of more fuel-efficient small cars.
What do you make of the story reported by Bloomberg and now widely reported that Fiat is taking a look at Opel, the GM division in Europe?
Sergio Marchionne, the boss of Fiat, is meeting this afternoon in Berlin with government officials and officials from GM's European operations. He envisions a new company called Fiat stroke Opel, which would take over the Fiat auto business from Fiat's own holdings and add it to Opel and possibly Saab.
Now, you know, forgive me, I'm not an expert like you, but this looks a little bit like Fiat is prowling a number of fire sales based on the unfortunate demise financially of Chrysler and General Motors, and that this isn't a merger, this isn't even an acquisition, this is more like a garage sale, and that Fiat is basically getting the plums of these two U.S. car companies.
It's making a very modest commitment to Chrysler. It's not costing it anything. It only gets 20% of the shareholding and relatively small amounts. So it's this is a bit of a gamble. The GM Europe situation, on the other hand, is known territory for Fiat. It's only a few years since Fiat and GM unwound a European joint venture.
But in both cases here, Carl, and you know, we're pressed a little bit for time, I mean, Fiat is getting these assets for almost nothing compared with what Cerberus got Chrysler for. And let's talk about Daimler, which agreed last week that its 19% stake in Chrysler was essentially worthless.
That's right. Daimler is disposing of that stake as part of these present agreements. But the arrangement in Europe, I think, would cost Fiat something, no question about that. And it would produce a well-integrated company that could be quite a powerhouse in the industry.
Layoffs in the United States?
Yes. I'm more worried about layoffs in Europe, frankly. I think the joint activity of Fiat and Opel would require major layoffs to achieve efficiency.
Finally, foreign automakers in the United States who have set up manufacturing capabilities have not had to deal directly with the United Auto Workers Union. That is not the case in the Fiat-Chrysler deal. How well do you think that's going to go?
I think the unions have come to the party in a big way. That was part of the negotiations that Bob Nardelli hoped would avoid bankruptcy. So I think the unions have done a hell of a job of coming to the party. I think they'll be okay on that.
But the UAW will have a 55% stake. Fiat will have an initial 20% stake. There's a potential for some tension there, correct, Carl? A couple of seconds.
Not really. The UAW ownership is actually the pension fund that owns the 55%. So it's kind of at arm's length.
Thanks for setting us straight on that. Carl Ludvigsen is a former executive vice president of Fiat North America, talking to the workers in the U.S. Layoffs possible, but thanks, Carl.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.